이제 하자대. Someone asked me about Vairochana Buddha. Vairochana Buddha is Dhammakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. Sambhogakaya in Shingon school, the main Buddha is Vairochana Buddha. And Vairochana Buddha, when he is Dhammakaya Buddha, he is the Buddha whose body is whole world or universe, it's his body. And every being is included in him. But when he helps people, he is Sambhogakaya. And he told Dainichi Sutra. And Dainichi Sutra is the fundamental sutra of Shingon school. So same Buddha, in one way, he is Dhammakaya Buddha as a main Buddha. And when he take home of teacher or savior, he is Sambhogakaya Buddha. That is why same Buddha is treated as Dhammakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. So it is, this is true with all schools of understanding of all schools about Dhammakaya Buddha and Sambhogakaya Buddha. So actually, so Sutra, Dainichi Sutra, is a sutra which was told by Sambhogakaya Buddha to himself, you know, because Dhammakaya Buddha or Sambhogakaya Buddha, Vairochana Buddha include everything. So we are a part of Vairochana Buddha. And Vairochana Buddha tell teaching through himself. Through himself. But through us means through himself, because we are a part of him. This is the system of Shingon school. So this Shingon school is very close to Zen. Shingon school is still based on Dainichi Sutta, which was told by Buddha. But we do not based on any. We have no fundamental sutra. But Shingon has. And Shingon school is authorized by Dainichi Sutta. So, as long as they have fundamental sutra, the most important sutra, on which the school is based on, they have to have some someone who told that sutra. Dhammakaya Buddha do not do anything, you know. He is absolutely independent one, which includes everything. No, when he includes everything, he has no one to talk. Do you understand? If he includes whole universe, you know, he has no one to talk and to tell. And he has nothing to tell, actually. If he wants to tell, he should tell to himself. That is Dhammakaya Buddha. But still he talks. When he talks, he should be Sambhogakaya Buddha. But from our viewpoint, from Zen viewpoint, from standpoint of Zen, still something which was told by someone cannot be always true. That is why Zen has no teaching. And there is no need for us to have some special teaching. We are part of the Buddha. So we have Buddha nature. So we are the one who should tell story, tell the sutra. We are not the one who listen to teaching. That is our fundamental attitude. So, but the most the thing on is very similar to that. Do they understand? Samvakaya Buddha. Nimakaya Buddha is the Buddha who came out, or another version of Dhammakaya Buddha. And Samvakaya Buddha is the Buddha. He is also called devoted body. And Shinran school put the emphasis on very much on precepts. The Vairochana Buddha is a Buddha who has the virtue of precepts. From the viewpoint of result, we say cause and result. Because he practiced something, that practice results a Buddha point. So, from the viewpoint of result, he has the virtue of practice of virtue of precepts. When he practices, because of past practice of precepts, Samvakaya Buddha for it. So when we take the viewpoint of result, he is Buddha. And when we take viewpoint of practice, he is Bodhisattva, who practice precepts. And Vairochana Buddha has virtue of precepts. And he has also virtue of wisdom. Wisdom who knows sentient beings. And he also helps sentient beings by virtue of wisdom and precepts. So Vairochana Buddha, you know, has some mudra expressed, always take some mudra, and Shingon school has many mudras to save sentient beings. I had a picture of Daini Chinmay here, but I have no time to show. Now I must go back to this sutra. I talked about five disciples of Buddha already. Ajānata, Kaundīya, Anya Kyojinyo in Japanese, and Venerable Asvajiti. Aseji in Japanese.
Oh. Excuse me,
there's
no page. What page
are you? Page 2. The first line. Ajñāta. Kaundīya. Kaundīya. Anya Kyojinyo. Ajñāta Kaundīya. And we count according to us. Vinaya Sutra, the order is a little bit different from this, but anyway, here we have five disciples: Ajñāta Kaundīya, the Venerable Asvajiti. The Venerable Bhāśyapa, the Venerable Mahamānama, as another. You know, spelling is Maharama, but same person. Venerable Bahadrika. The Venerable Mahakasyapa. This is not the five disciples. Those are the five disciples who practice with Buddha. But Buddha gave up asceticism, so but he they went to deer park and continued asceticism, and Buddha crossed the river Niren Zenga and sit under the Bodhi tree and attained enlightenment. And after attaining enlightenment, he sat there for 49 days. And during that time, uh, Kegon Sutra, was told. Well, at that time, we have, you know, Prateka Buddha. The Prateka Buddha is a Buddha originated from this idea of sitting 49 days. Actually, he did not tell anything at that time before he told Kegon Sutra. So Buddha, who do not tell anything, that is an idea or viewpoint of viewpoint of the result, you know, or Buddhahood resulted from the practice. Viewpoint of result, he is attainment, he is Buddha under the body tree. The viewpoint of practice to attain enlightenment, he is Prateka Buddha. Prateka Buddha. And Buddha who do not have any special teaching to tell. This is very complicated. the same Buddha, you know, same idea. You know, this is Prateka Buddha. You know. After he attained enlightenment, you know, he is called Buddha under the body tree. But before he attained enlightenment, he is Prateka Buddha. He, you know, he had no teacher. Or the phenomenal world is his teacher. So he has no special teacher. And he has no special teaching. Whatever it is, that is his teaching. So, from this viewpoint, Buddha is also Prateka Buddha. But Buddha has two names. Buddha, who attained enlightenment, who is Nimakaya Buddha. But before he became Nimakaya Buddha, he was Prateka Buddha. And he was also Sammakaya Buddha. Because his former life, he studied many, under many teachers. If so, he is here. He is the one who listened to many teaching, written teaching, or teaching which was taught by someone. So he is both from viewpoint of result or attainment, he is Nimakaya Buddha. And also, if so, he is also Sammakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha. So, Sammakaya Buddha and Sravakaya Buddha or Pratyeka Buddha or Sammakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha. Same Buddha. But viewpoint is, you know, understanding is different. Actually, this is so. But according to the school, their school takes their own viewpoint. Viewpoint of Pratyeka Buddha, or viewpoint of Sravaka. Sravakayana Buddha, or viewpoint of Nimakaya Buddha, or viewpoint of Sammakaya Buddha, or viewpoint of Dhammakaya Buddha. So each school takes their own viewpoint. But Zen has no viewpoint. We have no viewpoint. When we practice Zazen, you know, we are Buddha, which could be Dhammakaya Buddha, or Sammakaya Buddha, or Nimakaya Buddha, or Pratyeka Buddha, or Arahat. That is our viewpoint. That is Zen school. Those are the disciples, and I see. And after 9 days, he forty-nine days of practice, he told Kegon Sutra, but he thought this is too difficult for people. So he had chosen several teachings to tell the five disciples. That is Four Noble Truths, Eight Holy Paths, and teaching of Dana Prajnaparamita. And Sila Prajnaparamita. And he told so that the five disciples may understand him. He taught why you practice Sila or precepts. The reason why you should practice Sila is to acquire the better life in the future. Actually, that was the teaching which is supposed to be taught by Buddha at that time. But actually, what he meant is precepts, observation itself is variable. But not because by this observation he will, by this observation we will have a better future life. By practice of sila, we will go to, we will have better life. This idea is the idea of pre-Buddhist, Buddhistic teaching. But he applied pre-Buddhistic way of understanding of sila. When he taught sila prajnaparamita, those five disciples. This is a kind of technical term. In Japanese, we say Sekai Shoten by practice of Dana Prajnaparamita and Sila Prajnaparamita. We'll have life of celestial being. And next name we have here is Maha Kassapa. Maha Kassapa is, as you know, the first patriarch in Zen lineage, Maha Kassapa. He is supposed to be born at Naranda village near Rajagriha. And he got married with a daughter of Brahman. But both he and his wife wanted to practice dhyana or zen. So when after 12 years after, when he met with Shakyamuni Buddha, he joined his order. And after 8 days practice, he attained enlightenment, and he attained arahatship. arahat for it. And he changed his robe to Buddha's robe. We call Buddha's robe in Japanese Funzoe. Funzoe means robe made of, you know, rags, which people put into a garbage. He picked up all the rags from garbage can and washed it and purified it and sew it together like this. And this is, you know, that is why we have, you know, orchestra in this way. Small, we sew small pieces together like this. And make our orchestra. This is how Buddha made his robe. And Mahakasapa changed his robe to Buddha's robe. And since then, he was presiding over the Buddha's disciples, and when at the first compilation, he supervised the meeting. This is Mahakasapa, and he is also called the four great Sravakas, the four great Sravakas. The four great Sravakas are we have almost all of them are here, but some of them are not here. The four great Sravakas, or Arahat, Mahakasapa, yes, back forward.
Pinda.
PDHA. Pinta. Pinta. Bharat. Do you have this name here?
There seems to be a different list in this. I mean, these are these names.
Bindra is also arahat, you know, who is Bindra. If you go to Japan, in small temple especially, you know, there is Bindra. People love to get some power from it. Their children do that, do this, Bindra. So, no.
What's the for Asuroshi? The third one is Pindola, B-A-B-L-A.
Bindra.
Second word.
Bindra. Dharat. D-H-A-R-A-D. Bharat. B-H-A-R-A-D.
B-H or D?
D.
B.
B. B.
Got the second word off the
Yeah. I have, if you want it, here. And those are four, great Shravaka, or great Arahat. Mahakashyapa. And there are many Kashyapas here. But the most famous one is the Mahakashyapa. I know among them there is Juriki Kasho in Japanese. I don't know which is Juriki Kasho among those great Kashyapas. Rubira Kashyapa. The Rubira is the name of the place. Kashyapa of Nadi and Kashyapa of Gaya, the venerable Sariputra. Sariputra is, you know, the most important disciple of Buddha, who passed away before Buddha. And when he passed away, Buddha was very much disappointed. Almost, you know, just 2-3 months before Buddha passed away. The other disciple, Maha Maudigarhyayana, Mokkende, Mokure, we say. And those are the good friends, even before he joined Buddha's order. And Sariputra, I think I had already explained it before when we studied Prajnaparamita, Pridaya Sutta. Sariputra and Maha Maudigarhyayana were the good friends. And Sariputra, before he was born also, he was a son of great scholar. In India, you know, there were many great teachers. And if there is some great teacher, they would they had many visitors, learned visitors, and they discussed about teachings, and when he and they if they win in discussion, if someone defeat the great scholar, he will take over his place. That kind of thing was going at that time. And Sariputra's father was a great scholar, but because he was so great that Bimbisara, the king of Bimbisara, gave him some land. But Desha, another scholar called Desha, visited him. And Desha won the discussion or dispute. So the king took back the land and gave him, gave the land to Desha. Terrible, you know. And his daughter got married with Desha. And Sariputra is the daughter of that woman who get married with Desha. Mm-hmm. But he named after people called Sariputra. People called Sariputra instead of calling Upadesha. Upadesha is his proper name because Desha's son. But people were very much sympathetic with the woman called Shari. So he was called by name of Shari. And he went to some festival in, you know, in near Rajagriha. And there he met with Maudigal Yayana. And both of them was was not happy to see the people uselessly praying or singing in the festival. And he felt the evanescence of life. They felt the evanescence of life. And they joined study of religion, not Buddhism, but they promised that if I become, if one of us become a good teacher, the other will be a disciple of that teacher. And soon, when Buddha visited Rajagriha, Sariputra and met some Buddha's disciples. Sariputra asked who he is and who is his teacher. And that person said, my teacher is Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. So he joined Shakyamuni Buddha's order, and they both studied under him and attained arahatship. And he, Shariputra especially, sometimes gives them lecture instead of Buddha. And Sariputra was the most important disciple. But as I told you, he passed away. When he passed away, he said to the people, Buddha is already 80 years old, so he may soon take Nibbana. And as I am pretty old too, so I'm sorry I have to go to my home. And as soon as he arrived at Naranda village, he became sick and passed away or took Nibbana. And many people missed him, and he had pretty big funeral. You know, so he had many visitors when he passed away, and his sarira was enshrined very respectfully. Those stories are on the Buddha Charita, Buddha Charita, a life of Shakyamuni and his disciples. The name of the book is called Buddha Charita. If you have a dictionary, you can see, consult by name of Buddha Charita. This is a reliable material and famous one. Who is that? He is described in this way in Chinese. He had dignified, upright, classical feature and acquired various arts as a man when he was young. When he was 16 years old, he could have dispute with many guests instead of his father. For his father. And he was a good friend of Mahagandhiana. Mahagandhiana. And father's disciples are all of father's disciples respected him. And when he visited, when he went to the festival, he aroused them. He felt deeply the evanescence of life, and he became he joined the order of Sanjaya, Bhairati Putra, and in 1 week he burst in his in teacher's teaching, and he became a head of 250 group, and he joined later Buddha. And before he joined the order, he saw Buddha's disciple. His name is Asaj, A-S-S-A-J-I. Asaj. Those stories is on Zoe Dragon in Sanskrit, Eko Tarika.